Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiriye Nashta Prayeshu Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtachi. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master, unto Srila Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj, a great reciter of Bhagavatam. Dear devotees, everybody is welcome. Bhagavatam Canto 9, Chapter 10 and Text 51. The pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. Please repeat. Tretayam. In the Treta Yuga. Vartamanayam. Although situated in that period. Kalaha, the period, Krita, with Satya Yuga, Sama, equal, Abhavat, it so became, Rame, because of Lord Ramchandra's being present, Rajani, as the ruling king, Dharmagya, because he was fully religious. Sarva Bhuta, of all living entities. Shukha Avahe, giving full happiness. Tretayam Vartamananayam Kalaha Krita Samo Abhava Rame Rajani Dharmagye Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe Treta Yam Vartamananayam Kala Krita Sama Abhavat Samo Abhavat Rame Rajani Dharmagye Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe. mothers. Translation, please, everybody repeat. Lord Ramchandra became king,
Lord Ramchandra became king.
During Treta Yuga. But because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashrama Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in this word is very, very important. Very, 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 very important. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, that among these four yugas, this is the worst one. Kali Yuga is the worst. Thank you. It won't fall again. This age, it's mentioned that full of faults. Kalo doshe nidhi rajan astihi ek mahan guna kitna deva krishnasya mukta sangha param rijet. Though this age is full of faults, my dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, 51 verse. So, this is very, very important point. Me, you, he, she, we should all understand very carefully, follow ourselves and help others to follow this. Though this age is not good, Kali Yuga, I will tell you one happening took place during the reign of Lord Ramchandra. What happened? That the father-in-law of Lord Ramchandra, Maharaja Janak. Maharaja Janak was very noble king, very, very noble. And it is mentioned that he didn't leave his body behind. He went through this with this body back home, back to God. And he was so pure. So when his time was finished, Vishnu Dutas came with a celestial plane and informed Maharaja Janak, "Now your time on earth is finished. Please come with us to the spiritual world. Live there eternally." So Maharaja Janak said, "Before I go to the spiritual world, I like to see the hell." So the Vishnu Dutas replied, "My dear noble king, hell is for sinful people. You are very, very righteous, very, very pious. Why you want to go to the hell? I just want to see what's going on there." Vishnu Dutta said that we can't stop you to seeing the hell, but we as a representative of Lord Vishnu, we can't go to the hell. We will drop you at the gate of a hell you can see and then come back. So Maharaja Janak agreed, okay. So at the gate of hell, dwar means a gate, Nark Dwar. Maharaja Janak was dropped from the celestial plane. He went inside the hell. What he saw? People are screaming and yelling and suffering like anything. Like sometimes we say, suffering like hell. Hell suffering is, you know, nobody can even imagine, you know. It's so painful, so troublesome. Very, very troublesome. So, as soon as a righteous soul, a noble soul, a pure devotee, Maharaja Janak, entered the hell, what happened? Simply by his entrance, those souls suffering there, they got some relief for a little while because of the presence of a pure devotee. They got relief. Maharaja Janak, when he saw them suffering different punishment, he was very sorry for seeing this. Now he wanted to leave. They all shouted, "Please, please, don't go, don't go." Why? So we are suffering here for a very, very long time. It is mentioned, sometime one has to be in the hell for kalpas. Kalpa means the age of one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma is very, very short, you know. How short it is? 1,000 yugas in one day of Brahma. Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, Kaliyuga, 1,000 yugas in day, 1,000 yugas in night. Can you imagine? One day of Brahma. For many kalpas one has to suffer there. It's not that but like a criminal is put into a jail and for maybe life imprisonment, I don't know about this country, but in India it's mentioned that 14 years, something like that. I don't know about here. So then he's released, even after life imprisonment. But from the hellish condition, no way out. Again to the cycle of birth and death, very, very troublesome. Another happening, I will tell you. Please remind me if I forget what I was saying first. What happened? The career of Supreme Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Garudji Maharaj, is sitting here. Lord was explaining to Garudji that his devotees, they are very glorious after leaving this world. They come to my Vaikuntha planet, live there eternally, and Lord was glorifying. Lord Vishnu was glorifying his devotees. So Garudji Maharaj said, "My Lord, you have told me about your Vaikuntha and what happens to your devotees after they leave this material world. They come and join you there eternally, live there eternally with you and serve you eternally. But you didn't tell me what happens to the sinful souls. Those who are busy in committing sinful activities. You haven't told me anything about them. So what was the reply of Lord Vishnu? Lord Vishnu said, "My dear Garuda, you have asked this question. But you will be horrified to hear this. What happens to the miscreants in the hell? You will be simply by hearing. There's no question of suffering for Garudji Maharaj. He carries Lord on his back. Simply by hearing." So Lord spoke about the hellish condition, and the name of that Puran became Garuda Puran. One Purana is a Garuda Puran. All kinds of hells are described there. If someone, commit thefts, what happened to him? If someone is going with another's wife, what happened to him? Man is going with another woman, another's wife, what happened to him? And it's described in the Bhagavatam also, 5th canto. But there is one Purana also, which is called Garuda Purana. Because Garudji asked this question, and Supreme Lord is answering his questions. First, he is explaining himself. So, devotees, we should meditate on this point. It's very, 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 very troublesome in the hell. Why I don't realize? Because I am a conditioned soul. I am lost in this material world. And I was talking to one person, and I was explaining him, in hell so much suffering is there. He said, "I don't care. I can go to the hell. I can take another birth." See, it's very easy to say, but it's very, very troublesome there. Very, very troublesome. Like the one hell is, the floor of that hell is, I think, I don't know how many hundred yojana is made. I don't remember that. And the floor of that hell is made of red hot copper. Copper gets very quickly hot. And the jiva is put there. And it's described in the Garuda Purana, one yatana de. Yatana de means a special body is given to suffer, small body. And his body is like this, small, like this. Sometimes it is cut into pieces, put there, can't sit there. All the time he jump up and down. Not for 1 year, 2 years, for millions of years. And whatever is there in the scriptures, if my foolish mind will say, "I don't believe in this." No. Hell is not going to disappear by my disbelief. It's there. It's there. And so much suffering is, one gets horrified to hear that. So, as I was saying earlier, who remembers? I told, please remind me if I forget. Huh? Janak, yes. Maharaja Janak, I was talking about Maharaja Janak. Kali Yuga memory we forget, Kali Yuga, we are like this. So Maharaja Janak, when he was leaving the hell, they shouted, "Please don't go. We were suffering. Simply by being your entrance here, we got some relief. We got some peace. Please don't go." Maharaja Bharat is so kind, so merciful. Like our great Vaishnava, great Acharya. What was his name? Vasudeva? Vasudev Dutt? No, I the two Vasudev. One is Vasudev Dutt, other is Vasudev. They're both pure devotees. One was the leper. Which one was the leper? Vasudev. Nobody knows. Anyway, Vasudev, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, he approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My Lord, he's very, very unhappy." Lord inquired from him, "What do you want, Vasudev?" "My Lord, I can't see people suffering in the hell." Because he's a self-realized Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. "My Lord, you please deliver all of them from the hellish condition and put me into the hell. I will suffer as much it is required to suffer. These are the Vaishnavas. And he was also like that, sitting in front of you. I have seen him, traveled with him, seen him very closely. I have seen a great soul like him, you know. Such a noble soul, and always worried for others. And I haven't seen any, you know, some partiality. Oh, here is a white, I don't like him. Here is a black, I don't like him. Here is a brown, I like him. No, he was equal with everybody. Many instances I've noticed, such a great soul is very rare. So, Maharaja Janak, he came back and sat there in the hell. Now, Vishnu Dutas are waiting at the door. They said, Maharaj, you have seen the hell, please come, let's go now to the Vaikuntha Loka. So reply from Maharaja Janak was, he said, what I am going to do in Vaikuntha Loka? My one being here, so many souls are getting relief, I will stay here. Can you imagine? Great devotees, pure devotees. I will stay here. But then Vishnu Dutta said, Maharaj, Lord has called you and you. I said, on one condition I can go. If you take all of them. If you take all the souls in the hell, then I will also go. So Vishnu Dutta said, Maharaj, all right, what you do, you give all the, your punya, all your pious acts, donation, dan to all these hellish people. Immediately he took some water on. There's a sankalpa, I made a sankalpa. I donate my all the punyas to this suffering souls in the hell, you know, when he did this, what happened? They started giving up their yatana day, that body which is put into suffering, started getting a transcendental bodies, and celestial plane started coming. They all started roading in the celestial plane, going back home, back to Godhead. Then what happened? No, Maharaja Janak is still there. Vishnu Dutta said, Maharaj, please come now. So how I can come? I have given all the punyas to them. I have donated my all the punyas to them. I have left nothing. So Vishnu Dutta laughed. They smiled. He said, Maharaj, why, if you give some charity, your punyas have become double now. And if you have delivered all of them, now your punyas are 2 times. If before they were 1 kg, now they are 2 kg. Please come. So Maharaja Janak this way delivered all the suffering souls in the hell, went back home, back to Godhead. Now what happened? The superintendent of death came, Maharaja Yamraj. Raj means the king. He came and he saw hell is empty. Nobody is there. Then Yamraj said, it's all right. Kali Yuga is coming. And people will come in wholesale. There will be no place for them even. Wholesale they will come and this hell will be overflooded, you know. So this Kali Yuga, actually we are all preparing royal road to hell. Because we are born such, you know. We don't have a good birth. There is no Gardhan Samskar. Children are born, but out of mother, father, they satisfy their lust, desire. Children are born, they are also full of lust. But this shloka Bhagavatam, Prabhupada has referred to this shloka also. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality. What is the one good quality about this age? Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna, it's mentioned, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Parambhajet. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. One can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So this golden opportunity is there. One thing, devotees, correct me if I am wrong, though this wonderful opportunity is there, but I am so unfortunate that I am not able to avail this wonderful opportunity because of my sinful nature, because of my so many bad qualities, I am not ready to avail this. Like Srila Lothan Das in song, that Parama Karuna Pao Dui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra Sab Avatar Sar Siromani Keval Ananda Kanda Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chetana Nitai Sudrida Vishwas Kari Vishaya Chhadiya Sera Samadhiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. देखो ओरे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई एमन दयालु दाता पशु पक्षी जुरे पाशन बिदरे शुनी जरा गुण गाता. In the end, a pure devotee Mahabhagavad Vaishnava is saying, samsare majiya rohiliya poriya se pade nahi loas apna karam bhunjiya saman kahe lochandas. Pure devotee, they don't accuse anyone because they're so pure, transcendental. Srila Lothan Das Thakur is saying, what can I say? I am not attracted to this Lord Chaitanya's Hare Krishna movement. To whom to blame? Nobody to be blamed. I think the superintendent of death is punishing me this way by not letting me attract you toward this movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hare Krishna movement. So this is our misfortune. We are not attracted to this movement. How many people? Such a wonderful opportunity is there for everyone. But I can't take off my mind from sense gratification. I can't take off my mind from women. I can't take off my mind from love and pratishtha. My mind is so fickle, so obstinate, so difficult. Then I am missing this golden opportunity. And this pure devotee is trying to help me. Like Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Thakur, Lothan Das Thakur. Narottam Thakur. They are trying to help. But I am not ready to take their help. But Thakur Bhakti Vinod is saying, Amara jivan sada paperat. Nahi ko punyara lesh. Parera udvega diya chi yekat diya chi jivera kalesh. My life is ever given to sins. If you try to find a pious act, you won't be able to find. Who's saying? A Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. Why they say like this? Then question arises. Prabhupada also explained this. Pure devotees, Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, is it describing the life of people in general? And taking himself also one of them. He is not thinking, I am a special person. Pure devotee will never think like this. This is the qualification of the Prabhupada has mentioned. Then Prabhupada also mentioned about Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj. Such a noble soul. What Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj is saying? I am more fallen than Jagai and Madai. Was he more fallen than Jagai and Madai? No. I am lower than the straw in the stool. You know, not straw, but a worm in the stool. See, this is the purity, you know. But I am so unfortunate, I am not able to take their example, I am not able to follow their footsteps. What can be done? My misfortune. But with the help of the Vaishnavas, if I try, and if I can get the mercy of the devotees, I can go further. I can make some progress. Otherwise, you know, it's a hopeless situation. Situation is hopeless. One thing, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I am telling this to all of you. correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, in this age of Kali, deliverance is very, very difficult because of the heavy influence of this degraded age. But I feel, and I learned from the mercy of my Gurudev and Vaishnava Acharyas, please tell me if my learning is right or wrong. But I learned, if I develop the mood of preaching, if I develop this mood like moon has Vasudev, like moon has so many other wonderful acharyas, Lochandas Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Narottam Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, they have a transcendental mood, just to help others. If by their mercy, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, if I can develop this mood, then I feel my deliverance is also possible. All of you agree or not? Preaching. That's why Prabhupada said, books are the basis. Prabhupada's books has no match. They're matchless. When he started his movement from 26 Second Avenue, I mean to there several times, and it was already written matchless gift. And Prabhupada was giving matchless gift from 26 Second Avenue. It's not, I thought Prabhupada put the matchless gift. No, it was a storefront and it was empty. Movement, by divine arrangement, movement was started, which was a matchless gift to the people of the whole world. So, and how rare it is to return back home, back to Godhead? It is mentioned by His Divine Grace. What His Divine Grace has mentioned? That I have founded this society, open up the centers all over the world, even if one goes back home, back to Godhead, my mission is successful. Sura Prabhu, am I right or wrong? Huh? Prabhupada said this. I mean, how rare it is. Even one person. So why we all try? Why we all go? Prabhupada wanted all of us to go. He didn't mention that this person will go and this will not go. He wanted everyone to go. But it's up to the individual whether we want to go or not. Choice is mine. Frankly speaking, I'm horrified from this material world. I want to go, but if all of you bless me, if all of you pray for me, then I think there is opportunity. I can make progress on this path of devotion. Yes? Thank you. Otherwise, very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. But the opportunity originally given by Lord Chaitanya through Srila Prabhupada to everyone. Let us try to please Prabhupada. Preach what Prabhupada said. Distribute my books. Book distribution is the most important job, Prabhupada said. First thing is saying, my books are the basis. And if we give these books to someone else, and if I am instrumental to give one book to someone, and he has read and his life is changed, then I will get the credit. I will get the commission. Not this commission. Not in dollars, no. I will get the mercy of Guru, Gauranga, Nityananda, Panchatattva. Book distribution. What Prabhupada said? Harinam. Movement was started by Harinam, by Srila Prabhupada, from Tompkins Square Park, standing there. And who is sitting? All the bums are sitting around. And see, change the hearts. Because it's a so transcendental personality. He chanting this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sitting around, they were all bums. I didn't know what is a bum. One, my God brother, Janaki Nath, he was in a Radha Damodar party. He was with me in Africa, very nice person. He is no more, he left his body in a young age. I said, Janaki Nath Prabhu, what is this bum? The bum means useless, Maharaj, useless. Bum means useless. I was thinking atom bomb, you know, other bomb, hydrogen bomb. So bombs were there, but they were also soul. Bombs were also soul. And when they heard from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee, a Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, through their ears it penetrated in their heart. And they started changing, you know. Their life started changing. This is the force of a pure devotee. That Prabhupada said, books are the basis. Purity is the force. And somebody second. Now first is, books are the basis. What is the second one? Preaching is the sense, yes. Second, preaching is the sense. Third is purity is the force. My preaching will have force on someone if I am pure. But if I am nonsense, I may be blah, 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 but no effect on anybody. I may be well versed in the scripture. No, if I have my consciousness, my heart is not purified, my consciousness hasn't changed, it won't affect anyone. Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, Prabhupada said. Then, third one, purity is the force. Purity is required. But if I'm thinking of a fair sex, if I want some love, some pratishta, then where is the purity? I am not pure. How my preaching will have effect? No. Purity is the force. And the fourth one, utility is the principle. Yes? So, we require. And I feel very strongly, devotees, brothers and mothers, that if we develop this mood of preaching, though I am an unqualified person, I am a hopeless person, full of bad vices, full of faults, you know, full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, all vices I have. But if I develop this mood because I am also a soul, develop this mood, okay, let me do some preaching, let me, you know what you call, distribute some books, let me go to the Harinam, let me help the suffering humanity. I even develop this mood, I feel very strongly by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that there is some hope for me. Once, Srila Haridas Thakur, who is such a noble Vaishnava, who can be like him? No match. He is a Namacharya. But he happened to be born in a very low-class family, in a Yavana family, Muslim family. But wonderful personality, wonderful. Once Lord Chaitanya, who is the Yuga Avatar for this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation. Lord Chaitanya is unhappy. Why Lord is unhappy? Srila Haridas Thakur inquired from his Lord, my Lord, why you are unhappy? Then Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, how the Yavanas are going to be delivered? Yavanas means Muslims. Malachas and Yavanas. How they are going to be delivered? Srila Haridas, wonderful, he replied, my Lord, why your mercy they will also be delivered? How, Haridas? These Yavanas, when they don't like something, they call it haram. Haram means condemned. My Lord, you are Ram, you are Krishna, you are Chaitanya, Agyat Sukriti. Unknowingly they are chanting your name, my Lord. By your mercy they will be delivered. So means, Srila Haridas Thakur has so much faith in the holy name. So then it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Where it is? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, somewhere. It's mentioned, Jaya 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 Haridas. Namera Mahima Je Karila Prakash. Who can be like Haridas Thakur? Means he has glorified the holy name. Out of 24 hours, he will chant 22 hours. 2 hours eating, bathing, doing other things. Prabhupada said nobody should imitate Haridas Thakur. One, my god brother, he was with me in Africa. He was a black American. So Prabhupada has mentioned about him in the 8th canto, indirectly. This happened, took place when I was there in Mayapur. This my god brother came there and he started chanting, making a small hut there, chanting, 1 hour, 2, 3, 4, and to imitate Haridas Thakur. You may be able to chant for some hour, 5, 6, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10. Then after a few days, he became restless and he ran away from there. Prabhupada is mentioned in the 8th canto, and one African devotee came here and he wanted to imitate Haridas Thakur. Few days he did some rounds, then he became restless and left the place. We cannot imitate this great person. We can follow their instructions, not imitate them. So, but if we develop this mood of preaching, a book distribution, Harinam, then there is a great hope for us also. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. Why his mercy even animals in the jungle were delivered? We are better than animal. I am better than animal. Animal birth is very low birth. Tiger, deers, snakes, monkeys, elephants, they are chanting. This is the special mercy of Lord Gauranga. And to remove Lord Gauranga's anxiety, we preach. Lord Gauranga's mood is to preaching mood. Distribution of literature, preaching. Prabhupada has given us wonderful literature for the whole world, for everyone. Prabhupada's books are there in Hindi, in all the, so many different languages, Spanish, Dutch, German, so many languages. Whole world has the opportunity. But now if I want my deliverance, then I should develop a mood, how I can preach, how I can become a sincere representative of Prabhupada and Gaur-Nitai. Prabhupada said this, the Lord Chaitanya said, Amar agya guru hoya taro ei desh. On my order you become a spiritual master wherever you are. And Prabhupada giving the explanation of this verse, if someone says, how I can become a guru, I don't know anything. Then Prabhupada says, Jare dekha tare kaho Krishna Padesh. Just repeat what Krishna has said. Prabhupada said this, don't give your upadesh. We like to give our upadesh. That is our my disease. Don't give your upadesh. Just repeat what Krishna said. Then you are fit to become a guru. General disease we have. I will twist the things. Oh, like this, like that. That is hellish. That's not good. Prabhupada said, just repeat. Prabhupada has given us beautiful books. Sometimes there may be a grammatical mistake here and there, but that hardly matter. Why we have to change? No change, as it is. Because they are coming from a pure source. But I understand, correct me if I am wrong, like Krishna, he goes with somebody else's wife. But it's transcendental. Krishna is stealed. It's transcendental. Similarly, devotees are also transcendental. It may look to my material eyes, there's some mistake here and there, but that has no meaning. Am I right or wrong? Please correct me. BBT in charge, you are not saying anything. Huh? But you are working for BBT. What do you say, Prabhu? So, very, very important, as it is. And we will be blessed. I wish all of you bless me and so that I get the blessing of Prabhupada. And this movement should grow more and more. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada saying, certainly. He did this by example. And the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satyuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Observe the rules and regulations and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Samkirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramchandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaur Sundara. So we need the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. We need the mercy of Lord Gaur Sundara. He has appeared as Gaur Sundara. And anyone can be changed. Anyone can become qualified to return back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Any question anybody has, please? Any comments, any question? Yes, Mata.
Is that better now? Okay. So my question is pertaining to how do we actually activate the Varnashram system in terms of living?
You're a little fast. I'm not able to catch, but...
Yeah, too fast. Okay.
So slowly. Are you listen and then explain?
Yeah? Okay. So my question is how can we actually activate the Varnashram system in terms of the living situation for Vaishnavs? I'm curious about that. Beyond so much the Sankirtan movement, but how to activate cow protection and like sustainable living.
How to? This is what you are saying? Varnashram. Yeah, Varnashram Prabhupada has mentioned. We all have to become serious. This is my humble prayer to all of you. Become serious. Me, you, he, she, we all become serious. And things can take place. Seriousness is required. Sincerity, seriousness, punctuality and regularity, they are required. Okay? Any other question, please? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Kali Pavana Avatar Gaur Nitaya Pancha Tattva Ki Rukmani Dwarka Dhisha Ki Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata Ki. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
What is this?
Halva. No, I can. It's for you.
What is this?
Halva. Maha halva.